Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for June the 16th. I'm your host, Paul White. Today, we do the third day of 3 days of question and answers from a Wichita, Kansas Q&A session we did. This entire thing will air in just a few days. There's some questions we left out of the DDP that are included in the video and audio version of this, so I hope you'll check that out when it hits in just a few days on all of our platforms. Today's question was asked by someone who wanted to know, when we face chaotic moments in our lives, and I, as in Paul White, say, speak to that chaos. What does that look like? How do you speak to the chaos? Is that like a word of faith thing? Do you have a scripture you should quote? Great question. We dig in. I hope you enjoy.
I think we have to be careful with marginalizing it as a doctrine. I think it's the underpinning of the Bible. God creates the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void. The Hebrew word there is the same word we'd use for chaos. The earth is without form and the earth is chaotic. And so God said, let there be light, and there was light, and the light penetrated the chaos and divided the chaos from order. And then man was placed into the order. And then man recreated chaos. And Jesus came along in John 1, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's logos, that's meaning. And the Word became flesh. What'd the Word do? The Word is life, the life of God, and the life of God is the light of men. So the Word, Jesus, comes back into the chaos, separates the chaos we created, and as many of us as believe on His name, to us He has given us the authority to call ourselves the sons of God, and we have partaken of His fullness, grace for grace, and we now know what God looks like, and thus we know what we look like. What do we look like? We look like chaos breakers. We look like the kind of people that can do what Jesus did. We can take meaning, that's logos, and when I say speak into chaos, I'm not talking about look at the problems in your life and say something, okay? I'm talking about the meaning of who you are. The logos is meaning. It's not just word, it's meaning. John 1:1 could have said, in the beginning was meaning, and the meaning was with God, and the meaning was God, because that's the Greek for logos. Jesus is the meaning, and Jesus puts light into the chaos and dispenses of that chaos. So what we do is we face our chaos with meaning. What is our meaning in this earth? What does it mean to be who you are? Well, for those of us who believe on His name, He gave us the authority to call ourselves what? Sons of God. This is all contextually connected. So if I know I'm one of the sons of God, I have meaning. What does the Son of God do? The Son of God creates. The Son of God dispels chaos. The Son of God listens to His Father. The Son of God doesn't put His foot down if the Holy Ghost didn't say, put your foot down. The Son of God touches who God says touches and keeps His hands off what God says don't touch. The Son of God doesn't listen to the dictates of man. The Son of God says, woman, what does that have to do with me? My time has not yet come. The Son of God walks on water, and the Son of God multiplies His lunch for His neighbor. And He, do you see where, why? Watching Jesus now becomes vital because we are one of the sons of God. So we get to watch what Jesus does to chaos, how He keeps it from entering His own life, how He's sometimes confronted with it against His will. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, Judas betrays you and a bunch of soldiers arrest you. Chaos found you. How do I handle that? Keep your sword sheathed. Well, that's a terrible way to dispense of chaos. No, it's not. The meek inherit the earth. Those are examples. It's not about pick your verse, your power verse, and speak it into chaos, although perhaps the Holy Spirit has you do that as well. That's never a terrible idea to know what the Bible says about your situation and stand on it, but it is not exclusively what it means. It's putting light into darkness. It's putting meaning into your life so that you know why you are, what you are, where you are, and who you are. And that keeps you from wandering in a wilderness around the same mountain for 40 years, confronting snakes and serpents. Now you know who you are. Jesus was chock full of meaning. Just posted a sermon today. May not have had time to watch it yet. I understand if you haven't. You probably had enough. Just posted one today called A Word Into the Void. Watch that sermon. Listen to that sermon. That was preached in Oakwood, Georgia. It's a message that starts in Genesis 1 and goes to John 1, what I just did, and it goes to the wilderness, and it walks Jesus 40 days into a wilderness to confront a snake. We don't call him a snake. We say the devil. But Jesus walks into torn up Eden and he confronts the snake. And he shows you how to do it. And I won't give it all away. You need the joy of sitting through that. But and that one you don't have to wait 8 weeks for. That one's up. It's up. But one of the things you need to know is what Jesus knew. The last thing he hears when he comes out of the water, "This is my beloved son whom I am well pleased." And he walks into the wilderness and the first thing the snake says to him is, "If you be the son of God, turn these stones to bread." What's Jesus' meaning on the earth? I am the beloved son. Take your meaning and confront the snake. And Jesus takes his meaning, doesn't surrender it, and confronts his chaos. I'm one of the sons of God. How would one of the sons of God act? And that'll help you when you deal with your neighbor and your enemy and people that don't like you and people that dish you and treat you bad. And what's my meaning? If my meaning is revenge, that's easy. That's easy. I'll just get back at you. You hurt me, I'll hurt you. We'll keep this circle going forever. We'll pull ourselves into this chaos till like a vortex, it sucks the life out of both of us. Because that's what'll happen. I mean, you hurt me, I'll hurt you. You kill me, I'll have someone that'll kill you. I got all this taken care of. That's just chaos. Jesus lives the opposite.
Okay, I hope you enjoyed that answer. We tend to ramble a little bit, but there's a lot of good stuff in there. And I hope that helped you in regards to that question. Now, tomorrow on the podcast, we'll do something a little different. At this point in the Q&A, I felt compelled to share something publicly I'd never shared. And it was a dream I had had just a few months before this Q&A. Tomorrow, I'll share that dream with you. And it's going to be an unusual sort of podcast. So come check us out tomorrow. See you then. God bless.